Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. We have been focused this week on the importance of baptism. We started Monday by talking about Christ's authority. But today, in reference to what we talked about yesterday with the thief, I want to give you a counter question. You may ask, what about the thief on the cross? Hopefully I've answered that. But today I want to ask you, if baptism is not important, then why do we have all of these examples in Scripture of people being baptized for the forgiveness of their sins? In Acts chapter 2, we talked about, and we'll read it again just to drive the point home, that there were nearly 3,000 people in one day that obeyed the gospel by being baptized. As Peter said in Acts 2 and verse 38, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And then in Acts chapter 8, we read of the Samaritans that would respond to the gospel, both men and women. And then with the Ethiopian eunuch, also in Acts chapter 8, where the eunuch is reading from the prophet Isaiah and he's confused about what he's reading, and Philip clears the air for him and tells him that he's reading about Jesus. And there in verse 35, he says, Philip opened his mouth and beginning with this scripture, he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water and the eunuch said, see, here's water. What prevents me from being baptized? And Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he replied, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord carried Philip away, and the eunuch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. What did the eunuch have to rejoice about? He was rejoicing because he had, just as Peter said, the forgiveness of his sins. He had become a child of God that very hour. Likewise, what about Saul, who we would later refer to as Paul? He was one who was adamantly opposed to Christians, and he persecuted the church because of his hatred for the gospel message and his striving to preserve the old law. Well, in Acts chapter 9, we read that he was baptized after he was struck down on the road to Damascus, and he has that interaction with Jesus, and he responds to the gospel by being baptized. He would later teach on that very subject of being baptized. He would refer back to this moment, and he would also teach in Romans chapter 6, as we talked about earlier this week, regarding to what baptism is all about. And then we see in the very next chapter, the first Gentiles being baptized, and Cornelius and his household, and then Lydia in Acts chapter 16, and then also in Acts chapter 16, the Philippian jailer, where it is Paul who responded to the gospel being baptized, and Silas who were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And there, verse 26, suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bonds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you'll be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds. And he was baptized at once, he and all his family. Then he brought them up into his house and set food before them, and he rejoiced along with his entire household that he had believed in God. Friends and neighbors, don't worry about the thief on the cross. Jesus took care of that situation, and the way he's taking care of the sin situation among us today is through baptism. Every one of these instances that we're talking about, people responded to the gospel by being baptized. And so if I can just adamantly and sincerely ask you today, if you've not been baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, how are you going to be in heaven when this life is over? I would love to help you in looking into this subject more. Feel free to contact us. But for now, I hope you have a great rest of your week. We'll be back next week with more Press On right before lunch at the Z. Thanks for listening to Press On, a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We worship on Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. and meet for a midweek Bible study Wednesdays at 7 p.m. and you're always welcome to join us. We're online at beaverdamchurch.com and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. God bless.